and welcome back to another episode of Holla Chat. My name is Bobby.
And I'm Rachel. Today we are going to play Comeback Bingo, but we're going to actually play bingo this time. We talked about bingo in our concert episode, but we basically just mentioned it today. We're really diving into bingo, and this is very timely. We are recording September 30th?
September. It's not November. Today is the 29th of September.
I was going to skip all of October. Take me away.
Can't do that. October is the best month.
So we are right at the start. October is about to start. Mm-hmm. And we have had news of a leak of the comeback. We're not going to talk about it on the podcast because we don't want to mention the date and like spoil it. And ATEEZ gets to announce their comeback when they want to, but we do know it. And so we thought we might get that comeback announcement anytime this week before this podcast goes up.
Maybe while we're filming. I mean, not filming, recording.
I just want to put on the record that whatever we say today, if it turns out totally wrong by the time this episode comes up, it is because we recorded it pre-announcement. We don't even have like an announcement poster for Vibes. No, we have nothing.
Nothing has been said. Or always and forever, gotta let you know, if we're totally right, that's just us being weirdly psychic about things that happen with AT. So
last night, Cassandra and I were up late packing group orders. And so she was over, and I was like, oh my god, I've got to record this podcast tomorrow, and I don't have anything for my bingo board. We need to make some bingo boards. So, like, I pulled out my paper, and I was like, you know, tell me some things. I'm going to write them down. And we were, like, planning it, and I was writing down all this god-awful stuff. My biggest nightmare fears were, like, making this list. And then I was like, oh no. Because so often what Bobby and I say does come true. I was like, I can't speak this into existence on the podcast. That would be horrible. That would be the worst. So, you know, I like erased my whole paper. And what we're going to see is that my bingo board is really like my hopes and dreams.
How many things have we predicted / manifested? Let's just go over our track record real quick.
We got the live album that you manifested.
I did. I manifested that. I am both, you're welcome and sorry. So
I think we both said that the comeback would be in November.
You said we had two over, like I had picked dates. I had picked November. I can't say the date. I had picked the day that we believe that it is based on the leak and the week after. And you had picked the week after and then the week after that.
So we had covered our bases.
Yes. But I my side of the Venn diagram won.
Correct.
Presumably, allegedly.
I do believe this leak. It's the same type of leak that came out during
all the leaks Golden are true. Hour. When has a leak not been true?
The crazy thing is that this one came from Target and the last one came from Target, and it is like Target. You have to get it together. What is happening at Target?
I must be like an A&E that works there, and they just can't. AT&T's will do anything for a hit tweet. Anything at all, they will do.
I mean, in some ways, it's good for me because I'm a type of person who likes to be prepared, and we do run group orders. Mm-hmm. And we had already started, like, getting our ducks lined up because we did know November was big for me. Like, this comeback is happening in November. I felt pretty strongly about that. So we were already getting prepared, but having, like, an actual date does help me. Mm-hmm. Happy for the leaks for personal reasons. I know it sucks for AT&T's, though, because they have a plan. I always thought they would be announcing the comeback this weekend. Like, I think I said that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I predicted Water Bomb would continue to be a disaster, and it was canceled.
I mean, that one feels like an easy get, though, because there was no way it was not going to be based on how things were going. But I think it was
so true.
We'll take it. I predicted the tour beanie. I said we should get a tour beanie,
which I'm wearing while
she is wearing it. I predicted that Yosung would not be active on Instagram. He has not been active on Instagram. I did see Yosung had posted on his stories after, what is the thing that they just did, and they were all posting things afterwards? Because, like, Yuno did it at the same time, and Yosung did it.
It was something in Japan, wasn't it?
It was something in Japan. Oh, the numero something. Numero uno?
Numero Tokyo.
Numero Tokyo. They posted behind the scenes from that. Like, all of them right at the same time.
When they do stuff like that, I do think there's a manager there who's, like, sending a mass text message that's like,
everybody,
hey everyone, if you haven't posted anything in a while, now's a good time.
I suspect that Yosung has just given his password information to a manager, and that manager's just doing it for him. That's what I think. I think Yosung's just like, I don't care. I'm not doing this. But also, he has been sick, so, you know. But anyway, but I did predict he would be the least active, and he has been the least active.
I said that I think Yoonho is going to change his hair in December, but we know that Yoonho did change his hair now, so I'm often early or late. But he might, good timing.
Like you said, he might change it back in December, so.
That's what I think. I think he'll have different hair for the comeback, and then he's going to change it pretty quickly at the start of December.
I manifested an Empty Box music video. That was one of the very first things that I ever did, was I manifested that music video.
That's true. You so did do that.
You're welcome for that.
Manifested Cassandra getting into that fan in-person fan sign.
We did.
We actually, because we had a good track record, I forced Bobby to say it on the episode. I was like, I need you to say that.
But we did cut it
on the episode.
We ended up cutting it, I think. So it didn't even make it in.
No, it's in the bonus part.
Oh,
and where
right.
I'm talking about my fan calls with Jungho. Mm. It made it into that bonus part.
So you've won a fan call.
So you've won a fan call that no one's listened to because no one listens to our shorter episode. That's okay. Mm. I don't either.
I listen to all of them. I'm a faithful listener.
It's good we have a fan.
Well, I mean, because my idea for this podcast was because I wanted a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I manifested this too. But yeah, but I wanted a K-pop podcast to listen to that wasn't people being, like, I wanted something that was thoughtful and chatty and not something that was just drama, because that's not my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So because that was something that I wanted.
You did it.
I did it. I made it happen. I mean, you made it happen. I just talked about it and then you were like, okay, well, let's just do it.
I don't actually know why I'm here.
I think in this case, I dragged you along. I'm like the intern putting information on Hong Jun's desk.
Exactly.
To make him think it was his idea. But actually, this was my idea all along.
It's great that I get to be Hong Jun. He's so cool.
But I get to be the intern, which is exciting. So anyway.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
And you said our vibes were bad today.
we warmed up appropriately. So we're doing bingo. That's what we're doing.
Okay, right.
And we had to be very careful about what we put on our bingo boards because what we say has like at least a 25% chance of happening.
Right.
So I would like to remind everyone that we still don't have concert from, and I've been manifesting that really, really hard for a long time. So it's not foolproof.
I mean, at this point, oh, we manifested the producers wearing Crocs, and we found out through a Maddox video that they do, in fact, wear Crocs.
That was all you. That was not me.
That was me. This was my big boon. Mm-hmm. Eden instituted a Crocs policy, so this came, from the top down.
So what is it? They have like a Crocs day, or Eden was like only Crocs in the studio.
Crocs are the only shoes they can wear in the studio. So they have like studio Crocs. They come to the studio wearing their normal shoes,
like you would with like on Crocs, like the slippers that they wear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it seemed very specific that it was Crocs. Maddox,
he wants
like
everyone to be comfortable and also clean at the same time. Did you see? Uh-huh. I'm sure you did because you sent them to me. But those pictures of his apartment,
It's
so beautiful.
It is. I was like looking at it like, well, this is the first time I felt like Eden and I have very different tastes, because I would never decorate my apartment like that. My mother-in-law the other day asked me if I wanted like a big mirror. She was like, one of my neighbors has a big mirror. Do you want it for your entryway? And I was like, oh, well, what does it look like? And she looked at me like that was the most bizarre question I could have asked. And I was like, well, I want to hang, like, if I'm going to hang it in my house, I need to know what it looks like. And she was like, well, it's just like a, it's like a really nice plain wooden frame. And I was like, oh, it's plain? No, thank you.
Wait, we're maximalist only in this house.
Yeah, unless it looks like it came out of Henry VIII's castle. Mm-hmm. I do not want a big giant mirror. Like, it needs to be gilded, lots of like nice carvings, maybe some faces in the corners, that's how I'm gonna hang a mirror in my house.
If this doesn't look like it belongs in Phantom of the Opera, I do not want it.
So I'm like looking at Eden's beautiful, clean, modern home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, well, this is where we differ. Not soulmates after all. That's good news for my husband.
It is good news. Good news for Jeff. A good day for him.
I didn't tell him. I don't want...
I'm sure he can feel the relief, though. Like, something in the air has shifted.
Anyways, back to Comeback Bingo. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to cut so much from this episode. Okay, so we, like we did with tour bingo, we broke it into five. I had to count that bingo board in my head real quick. Five categories. So category one is promotion. And I've got a lot of big things here.
Okay, all right. So when are you going to start it with your big things?
So it is everything leading up to, right?
Yeah.
Everything leading up to the comeback. They do do promotion after the comeback, but we were trying to keep this focus. I'm so specific here.
Okay, good.
Are you guys ready? We're manifesting. A return to the lore with at least one pre-release lore-based video.
Okay. So not like a music video, just any like a video.
Right. Like one of the ones we got from The World, you know, they had those like teaser trailers that were very lore-based. That's what we're looking for here.
Yes. The lore. Sean, if you can hear us, lore. One of mine is similar, but much more vague. I just put bring back the lore. But in parentheses, I have mystery messages. Then I want, you remember for a spinoff when we had that mysterious Instagram account? I want another mysterious account. But also similar to yours, I have a diary film part two. I want diary film part two. We've got an ideal, it feels like a mirror image of, actually this is going to be thematic for me, but it feels like a mirror image of what happened with Fever Part One. Where in Fever Part One, in the lore, all the boys had gone their separate ways because they had given up on their dreams. And I'm like, we're here again. We're here again. We have returned to that moment. Where is our diary film that is showing us all these boys in their different locations, doing their different jobs, following their different pursuits? Where is that?
So I've put something that I think will be controversial, but I think would be good for 18ies.
Okay.
No promo map.
I also have no promo map. That's one of mine. I was like, I think they need it because Golden Hour was so planned out and it was so clear and it was just here's everything and it's in an aside. It's grid. You can read it easily. The font is easy to read. It's not graffiti on a wall that you have to like decipher. It's here it all is.
And in fairness, 2KQ. That is what 18ies asked for. And 18ies were wrong.
They were wrong. They were, as they so they were often simply are. Wrong.
I have a lot of thoughts about that, and I think I'll get more into it later, but I do want to say that you were talking thematically about how this is a mirror image. I was actually thinking a lot about the series last night, and I have a theory. I don't know if this is the best place to talk about it, or if I should save it. I kind of put it in styling, but that doesn't make a lot of sense, so I will talk about it now. Spoiler alert, styling is one of the categories. So I was thinking, and I think we have talked about this before, too, so it's not even a new theory, but that the series themselves represent these like stages of life. So the Treasure series is like this young adolescence where you can't wait to grow up and conquer the world. Like think 12 years old, you know, like you know everything, you're ready to go, you have all this energy. And then the Fever series is that moment right before you realize that like, oh, actually I am becoming an adult. Like, and it's scary. So it's like your late adolescence, you're 17, 18, going into 19. And like a lot of people have talked about how they didn't think Fever was thematically consistent. I disagree a lot.
I disagree too.
But that is a time that has like a lot of different emotions, a lot of different feelings, a lot of things competing for your attention. I know I've said this to you, but like this idea that all of your feelings at that time are so overwhelming. I feel like that is what we get from Fever, this overwhelmingness. All of our feelings are heightened, they're very big. And then you have the World series, which I think represents that time when you are at the height of your power. You know what you want to do. You've got these dreams. You're like fresh out of college, right? Like you're gonna conquer the whole whole world, and like you're living into your dreams. And then kind of the next stage of life is this, oh shit, I'm an adult, and I didn't accomplish my dreams. Like, and I think that's what Golden Hour is going to be, and I think it's going to be the whole series. I think Golden Hour is going to be this coming to terms with putting who you were together with who you are as an adult, and figuring out how to live into your dreams, how to become the fully realized version of yourself, what your childhood dreams mean for adult you. Like, how do you be an adult? How do you navigate this world? And part of the reason I think that, well, not part of the reason, but I do think that that would be very thematically consistent with the idea that this might be the last series we get before we start getting military enlistments. So if this series, I mean, they could end it really fast, right? Like, we could just have the two Golden Hours, but if it is like three or four, then I think it closely lines up to when we are going to start seeing military enlistments. So that is my kind of overarching theory. I don't know how that goes into promo, but I do think that's why it's toned down so much. And I think it'll ramp up more as they start to figure these things out. Like, Golden Hour was very adult, right?
Yes.
And I think all of Golden Hour is going to be tonally consistent with that. Like, I think all of the promo is going to have this very adult look about it. If we're counting concept photos in promo, which I kind of don't, but if we did, I think we're going to see very muted concept pictures again until we get to the end of Golden Hour, where they have learned to be themselves as an adult instead of kind of playing as an adult. That's my overarching theory.
Okay.
Just shoved it right into promo. You're welcome.
Well, you got to set it up, because I'm sure a lot of your things are going to kind of branch off of that or be based on that theory.
So no promo map for either of us. This is not going to happen, but new flags. What if we got new flags?
New flags. See, the thing is that the flag represents, like, a flag is all about your identity. Your flag is all about, like, telling people, this is who I am.
Right.
So if your theory is correct, that this is about them trying to figure out who they are now after they've had this big, you know, life-defining moment in this alternate universe, and now they've come back and they don't know where to go from here, I don't think that we're going to see new flags. We might get them at the end if your theory is correct. I don't want your theory to be correct.
Okay.
Personally, I'm pushing back on your theory because of what I personally want from this comeback, what I feel like I really need from this comeback, which I'm going to get into later.
Feel concerns about my theory. I want to be clear, but I do, like, I feel like that's kind of what they're going for.
But again, who can say? I have two things that I don't want. I'm not manifesting. I am turning my manifesting off, but I do think that they may happen. My first thing is that I think there's going to be some sort of promotion with Halo 82 in the States. There's going to be some sort of event for the Americans run by Halo 82. And this is kind of stemming off of my other thing, or my last thing on my list, which is that K-Tanese have been upset recently. They've been having a hard time because ATEEZ is going on tour, and I do think KQ is going to cater to them, and I do think we are going to see another K-Teeny only event that the internationals are barred from.
We'll do a big A-Teeny day thing in Korea is the thing that I actually think will happen.
Listen, I have said I'm fine. I'm fine with, like, with a K, I'm fine with an in-person event in Korea. That makes sense. As long as they give the internationals something too. But my theory that there is going to be, they're going to try to mollify them, because they were upset about Chuseok. They're upset about the touring. They were upset about the collab with BE:FIRST. So they've been upset about a lot of things. And I think that KQ is going to try to do something to make them feel better. I think that them having, like, a pop-up, I think, is probably a given.
Right.
But I do think there's going to be some other special event. They will probably do a showcase this time, I think.
I don't know about a showcase, but I do think they'll do several of the, like, free fan meets. I think they'll do a free fan meet on A-Teeny Day. I think they'll do a couple other ones in that week after. They'll do some coffee trucks. So I definitely think they're going to be giving that kind of stuff.
Right. I do think this is not on my bingo board, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of music shows. This is me manifesting really, really hard right now. I don't want music shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I also, like, I have that on my thing that I think will actually happen, not mm-hmm. my bingo board, because when we get to that portion, I mostly focused on if they do music shows, what would I like them to wear? Mm-hmm. But in general, I think we're not going to see very many music shows. I think most of the stages will be the award show stages. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll get stages from the award shows. I think they'll also do, like, I do think they'll do a showcase. I'm kind of torn about it because they haven't done one in a while, but I think they will because of the fact that they are going on tour soon. They don't have any big things planned in Korea. Mm-hmm.
Well, they did one. The last showcase they did was for Bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a really excellent showcase, too. And mm-hmm. I cannot believe that's the only place they've ever performed Outlaw, and I will never shut up about it until they perform that song again. But I think it's well within the realm of possibility, because that is one of the things that K-Tinny's complained about last time, mm-hmm. was that there wasn't a showcase, because instead of a showcase, they did the college performances, mm-hmm. which I think was mm-hmm. much smarter for them, because they did really, really great at both of those performances. Mm-hmm. So
I have some other just like general things that I think mm-hmm. for sure we're gonna get a Mito based teaser.
Mm.
I think they're gonna keep using Mito, even though I don't understand how Mito connects up to the lore, but my headcanon is that Mito is Eden's Anties. So
suddenly Anties everywhere turn against Mito.
I think we'll get multiple video teasers.
Mm-hmm.
I am manifesting multiple video teasers that are more akin to Crazy Form and Bouncy than mm-hmm. the video teasers we got for Golden Hour. We got 3 video teasers for Golden Hour. I did research last night. I know. That was the face I made. I didn't believe it either.
Excuse me? What?
Bobby,
are you counting the track list thing video?
No. So okay. They did a video where the ATNs with the fedoras and the light sticks.
Oh, right.
That was our first video teaser. Mm-hmm. Then we got a video teaser of Jungho in the ground playing the flute.
Okay.
And then we got another one that was music video based. But both the flute and the music video based one were like right before the music
but
video.
But those were just music videos teasers. We always get music video teasers.
I know. I want different things. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I want more video based teasers mm-hmm. than just the music video and the This Is the Golden Hour ATNs are here.
I mean, basically the type of video content they did for the entire World Series.
Like, I do want the story based, but even beyond that, because like a lot of Bouncy video mm-hmm. teasers, you know, we had those little segments of like Jungho and Yoonho mm-hmm. at the car. That was all very, and I think they put different songs to each of
those.
Yeah,
that was like how they did the track list.
And those came early.
Mm, worst thing ever. That was so terrible. It was like a month of us not being able to hear these songs was terrible.
But it built so much hype.
It really did, but I still felt like they fed me too well at the beginning and then they starved me for a month.
Well, there has to be some sort of balance between dropping all of the songs in the first week of your announcement, mm-hmm. as they did in Bouncy, and giving us absolutely nothing until 3 days before, as they did in Golden Hour. There has to mm-hmm. be some sort of balance. On my bingo board, they will have found it.
Spread it out, KQ. You don't have to do it all at once. Like, I am fine. I know that it's a thing now that KQ gets to take the weekend off for AT's promo, so they don't ever mm-hmm. post anything on Fridays and Saturdays for us in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So they are not posting on Saturdays and Sundays. We do get things on Sundays. I'm fine with them. Like, we do a week of photo. We do, like, a few days of photo. So 4 days of photos. You get 2 boys a day and mm-hmm. then video content.
Mm-hmm.
And then next concept, photos, video content. I would love it if they could mix it up and do something a little different instead of it just being those two things. Like, mm-hmm. give me a game to play. Give me a puzzle.
Listen, concept photos to me, and I think everyone, like, I think this is just a thing that people do because people have always done it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can reevaluate how we're releasing these concept photos. Why not get a reel of them, like, shooting the concept book? Mm-hmm. Like Jungho in his outfit, posing. You've got video of him posing in that outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
agree.
And
then just release that for me. Like, that's more interesting than a concept photo.
Concept photos are less important, I think, than people think they are.
Yeah, I think so too.
What we need is imagery, that we need some type of image to look mm-hmm. at. And that mm-hmm. doesn't have have to be a photo. And I also, mm-hmm. I felt this, this was part of my thinking about the Golden Hour Part 1 things, mm-hmm. because the promo images that we got were so wildly different from the music video. Like, they were mm-hmm. fully divorced from one another.
Mm-hmm. I think that will continue, even though I don't want it to.
I don't want it to either, but they could have done, based on the Work music video, they could have done so many really fun promo images. I think it would be super fun if we're, like, they could have done things with silhouettes, mm-hmm. you know, based on the photo book for Golden Hour Part 1, for the Golden Hour version. They could have done, like, can you imagine, you know, you get a photo and it's just an ostrich. Mm-hmm. And we all be like, what? What's happening?
I feel like we're getting into our next thing. So we should just, like,
which
go
is the music video?
Yeah, the next thing is the music video. Okay. So I feel like we're talking about the music video now, not promo.
I have some really big feelings about the music video.
First thing that I put on my things that I think will actually happen, but things I don't want to happen, is that the music video will be totally inconsistent with the photos and lore book. Mm. That's what I think they will do. It's not what I want. So back to what we want, the music okay. video. Go okay. for it.
Okay. All right. This is not necessarily me manifesting. Actually, some of this is manifestation, and some of this I think could potentially actually happen. The first thing, for vibes, I know that the babies just did this, but I'm thinking horror. I'm thinking
horror.
I'm thinking not just like scary, spooky horror, but like actual nightmarish, because I'm thinking, you know, story-wise, they could be like, first of all, we've had three music videos in a row that have had very lighthearted, silly kind of tones, mm-hmm. like all of them. You know, Bouncy had, you know, very funny and kind of silly, very more like, not like, not funny, but like quirky. Crazy yeah. Form the same way. You have a lot of funny elements in Crazy Form. Work was just all out ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
I think it's time for them to come back, to bring that back down. We need to go darker again. I know that, you know, every girl group stan just, you know, clutched their hearts and fell to the ground about that, but whatever, I don't care about you. I do think we need to go darker, and I do think we need to kind of explore the darker side of, like, I don't think that this is going to be the Avengers reuniting yet. I think we're mm-hmm. still going to be living in this time of separation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like Inception, but dark.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, this is me sort of manifesting now, I would like some fantasy elements.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also seeing, I have on here M.C. Escher, because I'm thinking this sort, like, settings that are like creepy and like labyrinth kind of M.C. Escher, like what's going on.
We've had a lot of that mm-hmm. in the Treasure series. We mm-hmm. had a lot of like the labyrinth
in Wonderland stuff. Specifically
mm-hmm. I think, don't they kind of call to it an Answer a little bit?
Maybe Answer had,
maybe I'm thinking about the Answer stage on Kingdom, where they have yeah. the stairs, and it kind of reminds me of what's happening right. in Wonderland,
which I think that's a different thing. But the, like, the mm-hmm. one, there's the scene in Wonderland where they're all like just all walking on like, stairs. Yeah. Or no, actually it was just Zhang-O walking on the stairs, I believe.
But there were like cross stairs.
Yes. Like there's like some weird things happening. But I think I'm thinking just like a creepy, also mm-hmm. along with that, doppelgangers, but not holotapes.
Mm.
I'm thinking of this idea of them, like they're looking in the mirror and what they see is not themselves.
Mm.
Like a weird okay. alternate version of themselves. Very like Alice in Wonderland. And, but mm-hmm. like creepy and bad.
Honestly, this goes with my theory.
Mm-hmm.
How do we reconcile what our dreams were with like who we are now, who yeah. we saw ourselves are as mm-hmm. who we are now?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would fit really well with yeah, my theory, even though you don't like my theory.
I don't like your, well, there are some reasons why I don't like your theory. I don't like your theory because I don't like the idea of everything. I think the adult that you're like, everything's gonna be very adult, I think mm-hmm. is what I want to push back on the most, because one, what is that? What does that mean? And I think that's part of the idea is the reclamation of what it means right. to be an adult, that you don't have right. to. I think it's C.S. Lewis talks about how mm-hmm. adults are the only ones who can really enjoy fairy tales, because as a child, you're like, this is for kids. I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're an adult, you can finally enjoy it, because you can enjoy it for what it's worth.
But that's what I think Golden Hour is going to be about. Mm-hmm. Like, figuring out how to be an adult. But I think they're going to play into the mm-hmm. idea of, this is very demure.
Mm-hmm.
where this is what an adult is supposed to look like. And we're mm-hmm. going to see that slowly unravel. That's what I think.
Well, I just need the unraveling to go ahead and happen now. So anyway, I'm also seeing, in addition to, like, the M.C. Escher, I'm also feeling, like, a forest kind of setting. Like, okay. A creepy forest. Not, like, a fairy tale forest, but, like, a creepy...
I would love a creepy amusement park setting.
I know. That would be... I know you would. And so... I feel like that could work here, because that's sort of, like, a distortion of childhood, almost. Yeah. And we have this idea that, like, being an adult, you have to leave all those things behind. And finally, in this one, I feel like is kind of a given, but I think there's going to be a lot of running. There's going to be running all over the place. Always running from something, I think.
Mine has something's notably red. That's my given. There's going to be something notably red. Mm-hmm. A red couch, a red skateboard, a red car, something, a large set piece that is red. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a large set piece.
Well, we've seen a red car. The red car is a thing. So that could be, you know, maybe, okay, hold on, walk with me. The red car, but the car is on fire, because the car represents, like, your ability to, like, go where you want to go. A car represents freedom, but the car is destroyed. It's burning.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I didn't have a lot of, like, wants for the music video, so these are all really stupid. At some point, Jungho is going to be in a suit.
Okay, sure, yeah.
I have
a Jungho note later on, just you wait.
We will get... This is the only thing that I want. KQ, this is the only thing that I want.
We're turning the manifesting on. It's on high.
At the end of this music video, there will be a stinger or a cookie or something. It will not just end with the title track. It will give us a little bit more. That's the only thing that has to be in this music video. I need the stinger. I think they call it a cookie. I've always called it a stinger.
I thought a cookie for them was like something along the lines of a spoiler or like an extra piece or something.
I've heard Woo Young call the thing like a cookie. The end of their music video is a cookie before, which is what I was going off
of. Woo Young's never been wrong about anything ever, so we'll go with that.
But we're going to get one of those. Mm-hmm. So that's my hard manifestation. We're going to get one of those this time. Mm-hmm. I think it was a mistake to not have one on Golden Hour, and I don't understand why they didn't, unless they didn't have the songs done.
I mean, I think that's possible, but I also think thematically... It leaves us in this very, like, well, what's next? And I do think that could go along with your theory of, I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know how to reconcile who I am currently with who I wanted to be and how I move forward. And so it could be this feeling of, where do I go from here?
I know that I want them to live into the lore and do things for their lore, but you're just going to have to you're going to have to reconcile your desire, KQ, to live into your lore with my desire to see lore in real time. Like, you have to make your lore match up with my desire to see it. Because me just living in my head and feeling my emotions, I can do that without your lore. So I need you to give me something else. I think it would be fun if we got a pre-release music video. A lot of groups do it. I think Zykers has even done it, but ATEEZ has never done it, I don't think.
No, Turbulence was pre-release.
Oh, Turbulence was pre-release.
Which was great.
But it was so good. That song is one of my favorites. The music video was so great. ATEEZ were so excited. And that was one of those comebacks where ATEEZ had been upset because we got so few new songs. Like, a lot of it was the Kingdom releases.
Which they were wrong about, by the way.
They were wrong.
I also manifested that. I just want to point that out, that I specifically requested before it was announced, before we even knew the comeback was happening, I requested in writing, I said, I really wish they would release the Kingdom songs. So that one was for me. So you're welcome, everyone. You're welcome.
To this day, Epilogue remains one of my favorite albums. I just think it's a perfect album. So good job on that. But like, yeah, the Turbulence being pre-released was so exciting for the fandom. It really got people pumped for the album because the song was so good. So let's bring back a pre-release music video.
I would enjoy that.
I also have that Yoonho's hair will be dark blue.
Nice.
Just put that little check mark right there. I'm ready. I'm ready to get something right. And that's all I've got. Those are my five. Okay. So
I don't quite know where to put this in my, I guess the next step is going to be the album itself, right?
The album itself.
So
yeah.
I will talk about this as sort of a bridge.
Okay.
Because I feel like this kind of goes with both the music video and the album as a whole, because the thing that
I want... Oh no, I think you're going to put the same thing that I put on my full album. Go ahead. I'm ready.
I don't know. I don't know if this is what you're going to put, but here's the thing that I want above all other things is I need them, because this kind of goes along with my discussion of what I want the title track to be like. Mm-hmm. I need them to yearn. I need yearning. I need angst. I need dark, heavy yearning. For what? I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter. What I want. I was telling Rachel last night that I made myself a manifestation playlist for the title track. And
which
on my,
we will link in the description.
It's crazy. But I went through and I've got Bon Jovi on there. Did I put Heart on there? I don't remember if I put Heart on there or not. I've got some Evanescence. I have Hoobastank on there.
Did you get Paramore on there? That's
I think I did. I was looking for a Paramore specifically because I'm like, I'm into this Hayley Williams possibility. So let's get some Paramore on there.
Into that collaboration, Hong Joong.
Yes.
Please.
I want rock, but I want emo rock with a really satisfying guitar riff and strings. I want violins. I want cellos. I want piano. I want all of these things. I want it to be dramatic, and I want it to be so emotional. Like, I just want it to be all out. So, like, you know, I have Bon Jovi's Always. I have Evanescence's, what's that song? I forget. Not Bring Me to Life. That's, like, their most popular one. But, like, that would also belong on here. I have Sleep Token's Rain, which I know that you know I love, which is so good because of the catharsis. I just want, I want catharsis is what I want. I just want a releasing of tension, a releasing of emotions. So I want a rock concept. I also have Le Sserafim's 1-800 Hot and Fun, which I know you have feelings about. I have feelings about it too. But the thing that is good about that song, and the only thing that is good about that song, do not pay attention to the lyrics. The lyrics are stupid. I'm sorry, Le Sserafim, but your lyrics are stupid in that song. It's like a word salad of cool phrases is what the lyrics to 1-800 Hot and Fun are. The instrumental is doing all of the heavy lifting for that song because the lyrics are stupid. It's mostly, it's not singing. It's just more of a chant than it is. It's not a rap. It's just kind of a chant. They're just sort of, it does hit for me though, specifically because the guitar riff in the instrumental is so satisfying. And that's what I want. I want a really satisfying guitar riff.
Okay.
So a rock concept for the title track is my number one thing.
Okay.
For the album, but specifically like an emo rock. I do also want a Mingi produced song.
One of my squares is a song produced by Mingi, a song produced by Hong Joong, and a song produced by Eden. I want all three of them on this album.
Okay.
That's one of my full squares. Yeah. I gotta get all three.
Have you heard the little snippets of Mingi did a live recently and he was playing some little snippets of his, of something. He didn't tell anybody what it was, but people are suspecting it's a fix-off.
Cassandra sent them to me, but I haven't had time to listen to it yet because it happened yesterday, before I saw her.
They are.
And when I was with her.
So good.
Most of his stuff is.
It is.
And when I say most, I mean all of it. Everything that we've heard has been really, like, Youth was one of my favorite songs on the album.
But this is not like Youth. This is not like Chill Jam's Youth. This is more like Tunnel. This is more like Royal. Okay. And there was like a little bit of that 80s synth in there that I love so much. So, and I think he said that was just like a one song, and I'm like, give it to me. But the fact that he was playing snippets of it tells me it's probably not going to be the title track, and probably
it
not going to be on the next album.
One of the songs on his LP, because he does have a new song on his LP. It's called Untitled, and he already has a song called Untitled, so people thought it was the same song, but he has confirmed that those are two different songs.
Mingi, give your songs titles. Sir, why are you doing this?
You deserve a title.
He's good. Like, at least called it Untitled 2. Come on. A Mingi produced song, a rock concept. I do want an OT8 rap song.
No, I think that would be super fun, and I think they could pull it off, and I think they're one of the few groups that could, so they should do it.
Yeah, they should. We've seen it. They talked about it at the concerts. I was there, so I need...
I've seen Jungle Rap many times. People keep discounting it, but it's very good.
Who's discounting
it? That.
Who's discounting it?
I don't know.
Give me some names.
What do you want me to do? Blocked them.
Name some names, and I will get after them. I do, and this is about the inclusions, because this is a desire of mine that I've had for a very long time, not a very long time, because I haven't been collecting for a very long time, but I want Flower Crown PCs for one of the pre-orders. I want, honest to goodness, like real Flower Crowns. just mm-hmm. go on getting mm-hmm. out there. My last one is boring, but it is important to me because I have scars from the World Series. Mm. I think the album design, I think they're going to keep a similar theme to Golden Hour Part 1, like they did with yes. Treasure.
Mine says, is the exact same size as Golden Hour Part 1. This is the era of consistency yes. in albums. Yes. That is what I put on my bingo board because I am properly manifesting here.
Yeah.
This box is going to be the exact same size as Golden Hour Part 1. It's going to be the exact same size.
Yes.
I can't be more clear.
We're not going to do a thing where we have a small box for one and then we go to a book for the next one. We're not doing that anymore, KQ. We're not doing it.
We're not.
We're also not going to have a random spinoff that is not the same size as anything else and is also just all black. And so what do you do with it? And also the members sign underneath the thing, that the little flappy thing on the front. And so it's like, how do I display this album that you know has signed when, like, what do I do with this little piece of, like, cardstock? Like, come on.
Truly, Halazia has one of the worst album designs I've ever seen.
Yes.
And not only is it, like, it looks kind of nice, right? Like, this all black, mm-hmm. sleek. Mm-hmm. But it scuffs so yes. easy. Uh-huh. Like, you just have to look at it wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's got, like, a scuff across it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stay closed unless you have that paper flap around it. Mm-hmm. And if I put that paper flap around it, I cannot see the signature. Mm-hmm. And, like, that must have been a pain in the ass for them to sign, too. KQ, get it together. Do better.
I mean, they have done better. I was not opposed to... Well, here, the problem with Outlaw, with World Part mm-hmm. 2, is that it comes with, like, this plastic cover.
Yes,
which
bad.
Is the part that the members signed yes. on the part that's and not even the actual album. It's this separate mm-hmm. piece.
Mm-hmm. And it scratches.
It does scratch. And is just generally a little bit annoying. So then...
And with as many albums as you make, you should not be putting this much plastic on your albums, KQ. Yeah. Like, KQ, do better. That is mm-hmm. super mm-hmm. wasteful. I can recycle a lot of things. I can't do anything with that.
Right. I mean, I'm sure
these
are
my personal pet peeves. Got a lot when it comes to albums.
with Part 3, with World Part 3, that one was better, but the problem with that is that now mm-hmm. we don't have the plastic. Mm-hmm. Problem with this one is that you get, like, this... Like, you can see the indentations of the stuff. Like, there's, like, this thing that the envelope sticks in, and then you can see yeah. it on the front. So this one just doesn't feel very durable. So, I mean, it's okay. It's okay.
I honestly, like, I know that people didn't like the book albums because they're not as nice as the box albums. And I do agree, as, like, a set piece, as a collector piece, as a GOM, I like the book albums better because the boxes are very wasteful. Mm-hmm. They're very heavy. They're hard to ship. And I do wish that ATs would do better about having, and this is obviously not a member thing, so I wish KQ mm-hmm. would do better about having, like, set piece collector items mm-hmm. and not connecting those to photo cards. Mm. And then do the books with photo cards, polka albums, the mini record albums. That's where you have all of your photo cards instead of putting all of these discs into the world, because they know what they're doing, right? They mm-hmm. don't think that all of those albums are purchased by individuals for their one album. They're mm-hmm. trying to sell this many albums like that. That's why they do all these fan cards and these photo, or these fan calls and photo card events. That's what mm-hmm. they're trying to do. So they know how these albums are being used. I wish they would do better about, here is your set piece collector item so that you can put this on your shelf. It doesn't come with a photo card or like a POB, mm-hmm. so you don't have to buy 700. You just have to buy the one so that you can display it. Maybe they can even do three versions, right? Like a nice set piece. That's what I want them to do. And then for these photo card events that they do, I want them to do better about mostly including paper. Like, I don't want you to send me, you know, we ordered 3,700 albums this comeback. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of albums. Very few of those discs are getting played, right? Like, our mm-hmm. our Korean address had to recycle a bunch of them, and then some of them were sent directly to me, and I can recycle a lot of things, but I can't recycle those.
I can, though.
At least not easily. Like, mm-hmm. I've looked into things that I could do with them, and I've never found anything that I was like, oh, I really like that. I will mm-hmm. make that. It's always like, I guess I could do that because I've got so many. Mm-hmm. So that is my, like, big wish, that they would do that. But I don't think they will, so it's whatever.
Mm. Well, I mean, my thinking is that with the golden hour ones in particular, if mm-hmm. I can get one of those like notebook making machines where you like put all the holes in the side and then you get the spiral thing, mm-hmm. I think they'd be make very pretty like actual notebooks.
I think the golden hour boxes are really nice. Mm-hmm. It's not the boxes I'm upset about. It is the disc itself. Mm. Like the CD.
Yeah. The plastic, right? Like the CD, like I have dreams. Someday I will figure out what to do with those.
Exactly.
But the problem is that CDs... It
usually involves boiling stuff off of them.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that CDs that... Like, there are two different kinds, because I've done a bunch of research about it. There are two different kinds, and it's the kinds that are, like, burnable, like mm-hmm. CDR, DVDRs. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that you can actually do things with. The ones that have been printed on already and that have been, like, mm-hmm. have released with, like, music on them already, those are different, and you can't do the same. Like, you can do things with them, but they're much more difficult to work with because mm-hmm. of just the manufacturing process.
Yeah. So I want them to do better about, like, not connecting photo cards to anything that comes mm-hmm. with a physical CD. I don't mind a box. Mm-hmm. I don't mind a, like, I think a lot of stuff can be done with the Golden Hour boxes. And honestly, we do. We do things like mystery boxes, mm-hmm. like send them to people. We do things, like, easy things. Like, we do them for storage for our own stuff. Like, those boxes are fine. Mm-hmm. They're nice boxes. They look nice. I even told our caddy, like, take the CD out, but feel free to put any photo cards you want into those boxes to send them to me. And they mm-hmm. did. They sent me, like, boxes that they had, like, taped shut and, like, ruined with clear tape, but it's whatever. but it is the physical, the actual CD. Like, I want them to release a special collector's edition that doesn't come with POBs, that mm-hmm. has the CD in it. Anything else with POBs comes with a paper only. That's what
I
want.
Do they get as many, like, points for Billboard and charting and all of that as they do? Like, do they get the same for digital albums as they do for the CD albums?
I don't think they do. So I understand why they can't do it in the U.S. Like, I mm-hmm. think in the U.S. it has to be a physical media to mm-hmm. count for Billboard. But Hanto Korean charts, yes. Mm. So they can sell just the polkas, just the mini records, and get the same thing. They did a lot better. This comes back with doing the digipacks mm-hmm. and the polka albums. There was like 100 make star events with those polka albums, which, you know, is bad for PC resale. Like, obviously those PCs have next to no value because the market mm-hmm. is totally flooded and there was only 4 of each member. But I care less about that than I do about having personally contributed to 1500 physical discs mm-hmm. being just in a landfill, right? We do things because we do in-person events. We can do things like ruin the photo cards. Like, we can mm-hmm. glue them to sticks and use them as props in mm-hmm. photos. Like, we can do stuff with the photo cards. We can give those away. People will always take them. We can put them in top loaders. Like, things can be done. I have not figured out an easy and convenient way to do anything with a physical disc other than put it in a trash can. I mean, we also, like, do give free albums to people all the time. Like, if mm-hmm. you come to an event, we have a bucket of free. So anytime there's a physical album that we have and we're not using the other pieces of it, we do just give them away. But, like, there's so many, and, like, our caddy disposed of some, and, like, so I know that that was, like, we contributed to that. Mm-hmm. So I would like that to stop. I have some real, like, big hits on my full album, okay. or on my full album. mm-hmm. That's it. This will be a full album. mm. I know that it won't be, because they don't tend to do full albums in, like, the middle of a series. Usually yeah. they're things that have been, like, worked up to. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be cool?
It would be cool. I would like more full albums, just period.
Right. I would, too. Especially because I feel like they used to do more comebacks. Like, now they've really gotten into, like, a 2-a-year type mm-hmm. thing. And I feel like used to we would get at least one more. So when it is 2 mini albums, mm-hmm. that means we're only getting about 10 songs a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the reasons that Will could be a full album was because of the unit songs. Because if they hadn't had those unit songs, it would have just been the regular mini.
Unit songs.
And here's the thing about the unit songs is they are so good for concerts.
Yes.
Because it gives mm-hmm. the other members time to rest, and it's not just them, you know, because people can complain about them just standing there and talking because that mm-hmm. kind of brings down the energy of the show. I get that. But mm-hmm. they were able to, by employing the unit stages and solo dance stages... mm-hmm. and like Mingi's solo rap stage, they were mm-hmm. able to keep the show going, but also give members time to like relax, not relax. They were definitely not relaxed, but time to breathe, mm-hmm. to take a moment to get some water. Mm-hmm. And I think it made the show so much better. It gave it so much variety and texture, and mm-hmm. what they were able to sustain that level of energy because they had more time to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Here's what's on my bingo list that I don't mm-hmm. think we'll get, but unit songs with new units. Mm-hmm. I want to see some new units. I want new unit songs. I actually think we will get new unit songs. I just don't think it'll be on this album.
Yeah.
I think it'll be two albums down the way. Mm-hmm. I think we'll get new unit songs before they do a big tour again. Mm-hmm. Which is probably good, because if they release these unit songs and I don't get to see it ever performed live, I'll be pissed off.
So that's the problem with them doing the tours and the legs the way that they do.
Yeah.
Which I understand why, and we talked about it before. Mm-hmm. I get why they do it, but I know that when they go on this European tour, they're mm-hmm. going to have songs. They're going to replace things on the set list with songs. They're going to say that they're not going to change anything, but they are going to change things. So, yeah. like, they're going to take something old off, and they're going to add something from the new album mm-hmm. on, and that's going to be upsetting for us who've already seen the tour because we didn't get to see the new songs. It's going to be upsetting mm-hmm. for the European A&Es because they didn't get to see the old songs. So, mm-hmm. it's going to be impossible for them to please people, and people are going to complain no matter what they do.
I think they'll take Colzia out for the Europe tour and put the new title track in. That's what I think.
You think so?
Because they performed Palazzia already in Europe.
Did they?
It was on the last Europe tour.
Oh, okay.
So I think they'll take that out and then they'll put the new title track in for them because they've already seen Palazzia. That's mm-hmm. what I think. I think that's why they put Palazzia in for us, because we hadn't seen it and Europe had. And
oh, right. We manifested Palazzia. That was the other thing that we manifested. Mm-hmm.
This is what I thought you were going to say earlier, but this mm-hmm. is a big one for me. I think, and I don't think ATs really ever does this a lot, so it would be out of sorts for them. Actually, they maybe used to do it during Treasure. One of the music video, or one of the albums, the album concept will be the music video look. A look that is in the music video will be in one of these album concept pictures. I want pictures from the music video in the album. Mm. We haven't gotten that for a while, and I want it.
Yeah, that's what they did all through Treasure. And Fever.
I was thinking most of Fever, but I don't know that all of it.
Wait, I feel like Golden Hour is the only time they haven't done that.
Possibly, you're right. Hold on. I'm thinking. Because I feel like they didn't always do it in, like the main music video for Crazy Form, or the main outfits for Crazy Form mm-hmm. were not an album concept look.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because we had the very colorful blue, pink, and purple mm-hmm. as Z. And then for A, we had the karate.
They didn't do the karate ever. For anything.
Ever.
Well, I don't know why. I don't understand.
I'm trying to remember what the diary was for Crazy Form, but I don't think it was the music video look. Like, I know it wasn't. It was something else.
No, they did use it. They did. It was, like, the military outfits. You remember? With the red? And, like, Wooyoung is wearing jeans. They were, like, raggedy.
That's not in the music video.
Yes, it is. It's in the final shot of the music video. It's not in it a lot.
Oh, the final shot. Okay. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Whatever the main music video outfit is, mm-hmm. that is what I want in an album book. Like, think Illusion and Wave. Like, they're wearing the outfits from mm-hmm. the music video in the album book. And that is what I want. And the reason I want that is because I think that the, more so than anything else, the music video defines the look of the era. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to look at their albums, you can't find it. It's not represented. It's not really represented in Crazy Form. Like, you can kind of see it, but it's not. Like, it's not the same. Like, the outfits I wanted to see in Crazy Form was, like, Wooyoung's plaid shirt, Jungho and Mingi's suits. Like, those outfits I want to be more represented.
Those were not
in
the album? The photo books?
No, not once. Not a single time.
I feel like I'm having a crisis. Like, because I know the instance that I am thinking of where there was an outfit in the music video that was not in the photo book is the biker looks from Deja Vu. There's not yes. a single photo of any of those anywhere right. in the photo books for Fever Park 3.
Okay, so this is, let's look at Bouncy, because those books I have up here.
Okay.
This green look, mm-hmm. not in the music video. This suit look, not in the music video. And that's what the whole book is. And then, crazily, they did the same look for the diary version.
Mm.
So they have the suits again for the diary version, which doesn't make it into the music video
at
all.
Do you think this is because they are doing the photo books before they've actually filmed the music video?
It's possible. Like, they don't have the styling. They don't know what the styling is going to be. Maybe. But I think that's a mistake.
So, well, the music video, there are two outfits that stand out to me. It's the one where they're, like, in the costumes, where they're in, like, their yeah. character costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the prestige uniforms.
And there's a prestige.
There's also the black ones where, with the head, that's there's a headband. San, I think, has a headband.
And Yuno has, like, a really nice hat.
Uh-huh.
He has, like, a little snake down his, like, a snake mm-hmm. diamond.
Yeah. He was wearing, like, the bucket hat, mm-hmm. and he had the things, mm-hmm. and he's got the jewelry, and then mm-hmm. Yosung mm-hmm. has the thing across his nose. So there are three outfits in the music video.
And not a single one of them is in any of the Bouncy books. Not once. They don't show up at all. Wait. And I think that's a mistake.
Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure?
I just showed you.
Yeah, but you only showed me one set. I'm absolutely certain.
I can flip through the whole thing.
But there are three books.
Yeah, I'm showing you three different books.
this is so wild to me that I just cannot
the
believe
A version
what you're saying
has
to
this
me.
Like black and white suits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the D version is half the black and white suits.
Right.
And then the last half is this green.
So there's in none of the Bouncy photo
And then
books.
In the Z version is all green.
So hold on. Let me just process this. So, like, uh-huh. cowboy Mingy does not exist mm-hmm. in photo book form.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. There is an iconic look, and it's the same in Gorilla. Like, it's less bad because the A version kind of looks like what they're wearing in the music videos. And they do have that part in Gorilla where they're wearing the diary outfits. Like, they're very specifically wearing the diary outfits. They're in that tunnel. Some of Gorilla gets in. Bouncy, not at all. None of that music video is represented in any of these books.
Well, I know for sure that Crazy Form, I know that the military outfits are in there, for sure.
Like, if you think about the Crazy Form, is that the outfit that you think of?
Yeah, because it's the one at the beginning, and it is the one at the end. Like, that's one of the ones. Like, I think, because the red military ones were very iconic for me.
I just feel like it's not the iconic look from the music video. What I want are your iconic looks, mm-hmm. like the ones that, like, people remember. I want it represented in this album photo book, because I want to be able to take the album photo book and show it to someone
mm-hmm.
and they'd be like, oh yeah, that's from this fantastic music video. Work is not represented
at all
anywhere.
Nothing.
So Bouncy and Work are represented absolutely nowhere. Crazy Form has a little better.
It must be because they have like one concept idea when they're just coming up with the photo books, and like they're doing the photo books at a completely different time, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they are filming the music video, their music video people come in and they come up with something completely different. Or maybe it's mm-hmm. like things get edited out. Like maybe there is footage of them, you know, in their black suits from Bouncy in the original mm-hmm. Bouncy music video, but then that all gets edited out. I'm baffled. I'm truly baffled.
So that is my big get. And I, like, this is probably only, like, a big thing for me, but I want to see your main music video outfit represented in one of these fucking books. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care which one. The diary, A, Z, doesn't matter. I just want one of them to have the iconic music video look.
While we're on the topic, this is not anywhere on my bingo board, but it just occurred to me. One of my favorite photo books that we have just across the board is from Fever Part 3. Mm. I think it's the diary photo book where they just took like casual yeah. photos. Like I think mm-hmm. they were in like Jeju is what I want to say they mm-hmm. were in.
Because that was when Mingy like first came back.
Yeah, that was like one of his first schedules. They were filming mm-hmm. the Dreamers music video because they did it at the mm-hmm. same time. You can tell because of the hair. And Mingy's finally back and they just have these very casual, just kind of chilling photos mm-hmm. that it looks like they took them of each other.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about this because I was looking at their recent Instagram post
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I just feel like maybe they don't quite understand what I as a consumer want from their Instagram feeds is that they mm-hmm. post all of these like very posed mm-hmm. serious beautiful mm-hmm. photos of them, but I'm like, I want to see just life. Like, I just want to see you chilling. I want to see, mm-hmm. you know, like, I just want to see people hanging out. Like, I'm what's the word I'm looking for? Nostalgic for the types of photos that my friends and I used to take of each other when we were just hanging out, you know, before digital yeah. photos were a thing. And you would just have photos yeah. of people just sitting on a couch. You know, mm-hmm. like I would love more of that style.
I think that can't come from ATEEZ's Instagram based on what ATEEZ wanted these Instagrams for. They wanted them for brand deals.
I know.
Right? And so they're posting brand photos is what they're posting to be. And that is what some people want from Instagram. It's just not what we want.
It's not what I want. I want something
like
that's
I don't
fun.
Follow any models. I don't follow fashion people. Mm-mm. Like that's just not my, that's not my bag. I don't follow it. Mm-hmm. The only people who post content like that I follow are ATEEZ. So anyways, next one. This was the hard one. Our next category was like the socials. It was hard to come up with positive things because when something positive happens on social media, people don't talk about it. Like it goes basically unnoticed. Mm-hmm. I was rewatching The Devil Wears Prada yesterday. Mm-hmm. And there's this part where Andy is like, when I do something good, no one notices. But when I mess up, it's like the end of the world. I'm a horrible person. And mm-hmm. I kind of feel like that is what social media is.
Yeah,
like
it
if
is.
A good thing happens, no one talks about it. And if something bad is happening, that's all anyone talks about. Mm-hmm. So this
well,
was
that's,
hard.
There's like a whole study about that. That is what yep. makes people... We are far more likely to engage with something that makes us angry than we are to engage with something that makes us happy.
Oh, I did have something that I do think will happen on mm-hmm. the album that I don't necessarily care about. Well, actually, it would be nice. I could have just put this. But I think on the album, we're going to have a Dreamy Day-esque type song that they're going to put in a video for ATEEZ Day.
I have... I wanted something like All About You. I wanted a chill jam.
I think we're going to have something like that. Mm-hmm. So things I think we're going to have on the social media mm-hmm. is ATEEZ infighting about how they've lost their sound. Mm. And I think we're going to have a boycott over the lack of a tour stop. One group of people who doesn't have a tour stop is going to call for a boycott of the album because they didn't get a tour stop.
You
they
think
don't care
all
about
the people
us,
in Poland,
the
all of the yeah. the Poland ATEEZ.
Like, could be you know like the how we don't have the Southeast Asia tour leg or the Asian tour leg.
They just so. Haven't announced it yet, y'all.
I know. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I expect a boycott. Anyways, that's not what
can
I want
I just,
to happen.
Can
Let's
I just
get back
say something?
To the good news.
Let me say something so that it has been said, so that somebody out there has said it in a way that people can understand. If it was possible, like if there was money to be made and if it was feasible for the boys to get there, if there was a venue that worked, if the scheduling worked out, if they didn't have to deal with weird, you know, red tape from the governments and whatever, I guarantee you KQ would be there. They would have ATEEZ perform in these places.
Anywhere there is money to be made, KQ will be there.
So it is not a situation where, well, KQ just doesn't happen to like Poland, so they're not going to send ATEEZ there. That's not it. KQ is not even organizing the tour. AEG is organizing the tour. Did they organize a tour in Europe?
Yes.
Are they a tour? Okay. So this is an AEG thing. I guarantee you there has not been a situation where AEG looked at Poland, found a good spot, got it all set up, presented it to KQ, and then KQ was like, no, we don't want to go there. That did not happen. If ATEEZ is not performing in Poland, it is because either the numbers don't support it, or they couldn't get a good venue, or there was a scheduling issue, or there's some sort of tax issue or governmental issue. There is some kind of problem that is keeping them out of the country. And boycotting an album is not going to help you get them there. It's just going to prove that, well, there's no money to be made because Poland ATEEZ don't really exist because they're not buying any albums. So you would just be shooting yourself in the foot.
Like, think about the venue for France, mm-hmm. for Paris. Mm-hmm. It has been proven by the numbers, by album sales, by streams, all that stuff. Like, mm-hmm. there are a lot of ATEEZ in Paris.
Yes.
And that is one of their biggest venues in Europe. Mm-hmm. They're looking at where these things are happening mm-hmm. to make these choices.
Yeah, like, they're looking at sales and streaming data to see who's, like, who, where are the ACs at? They're not going in blind.
Well, what do you think's gonna happen on socials?
I have two things. Mm-hmm. One that I absolutely don't care about is that this title track will break some sort of TikTok record. Like, it will be the most streamed, that it'll have the highest number of posts or whatever for an AT's track. I don't think it's going to go viral. I don't care if it goes viral, because I don't think that does anything for us in the long run.
I have a similar one that I want to throw in. Mine is that a major Western famous person, which is how I wrote it. A major Western famous person uses the title track in a reel or a TikTok.
I had a similar idea, but I couldn't figure out how to put it into words. So,
well, yeah. I don't think my words are very good. So I think those are kind of related. Like, something, we're going to get some good news there.
Okay. I think this will be the fastest music video to 10 million. I think we're going to break that record. Mm-hmm. I have one that is fun for me, but just because I like drama, I think a big ATEEZ account, especially one that tends to cause a lot of drama, is going to be outed as a stay.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to be during, you know, award season time.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but one of my favorite things that has ever happened has been the girl group gate, where they cheated with the voting for Mama and pushed all the girl groups up, and specifically pushed ATEEZ down. When that was revealed to be true, because we all knew it was happening because we could see the numbers. And it was like, going on? And here's the thing. I love Dreamcatcher. They are my favorite girl group. I'm going to see them in November. I'm very excited about it. I love them to death. But I'm like, I know Dreamcatcher doesn't have these numbers, because I know these fans. I know how Korea acts about Dreamcatcher. So what is happening? So when that came out, that our suspicions were actually correct, that was one of the greatest days of my entire life. I was so excited. I felt so vindicated. I felt overjoyed. I didn't even care about that award. Honestly, I don't care about that award at all.
I rarely care about any awards. I do vote for most of them. I say most because not all the time, but most of the time I get pretty into voting.
Yeah, we've been struggling with this Jungo OST award for KGMA. I bought so many things I did not need to have. I got a Tokyo Treat snack box, which I highly recommend, by the way, if you want to get into them. It was so much fun just to get into that, eat all those snacks.
I have I have a big account one as well. A big ATEEZ account. Eden is praised by a big account with almost no begrudging.
You are really shooting for the stars.
I know. This is what I think I told you when I was like making this list. I was getting myself all riled up. I was like, oh, this is going to be the best comeback ever. so many great things are going to happen. I also put that Jungho posts an adorable reel that I watch every night before bed.
Oh, nice. So. I have two other ones. I'm not manifesting, but I do think these will happen based on our track record. I do think there will be plagiarism accusations. It'll be something really stupid. It will not come from it will obviously not be like a good faith accusation. It will just be, so I think it's going to come from another boy group. I'm feeling Enhypen. I think we're going to get some Enhypen plagiarism accusations, which we've gotten before.
We've had a couple of run-ins with Enhypen without anything ever really turning into a huge thing. Right. So we are due for our big engine fight.
Yeah. So I think we're going to get some possibly from Enhypen. Also, I think that we're going to be going up against some girl groups. We have already been having run-ins with two girl groups in particular recently. The aespa stans are mad at us because I don't even know if it's all of us, but to me it looks like it's just one single, what are they called, Mize?
I don't know.
Okay, I think it seems to be one single French aespa stan. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so aespa apparently is also going on a world tour in Europe.
Oh, I have seen this a little
bit. And as we were just talking about, ATEEZ has booked a 40,000 capacity, I believe, arena, maybe stadium in France.
They are hugely popular.
Yeah, they are hugely popular. And aespa stan was complaining about that because aespa is in smaller venues. Girl groups are typically in smaller venues, unless you're like a really big girl group like Twice or Blackpink. Everybody else is getting in smaller venues. She was mad because she said, you know, aespa does better numbers and is way more popular than ATEEZ. And so how come they are not also getting booked in in the big venues, this is misogyny.
Okay.
And we're
how misogyny works.
Okay. So apparently, so now there's this whole back and forth, and of course that will escalate because it always does, and it will turn into something big and stupid. So I imagine that's going to continue. We've also mm-hmm. been at war with La Seraphim, and I'm not sure why. I don't know if that goes back to like Coachella.
I think it does.
And La Seraphim stands are just bitter about how, you know, because La Seraphim has been hugely popular in the States recently. They got an award at the VMAs. They performed at the VMAs.
Well, they're the hype darling.
They are. Right because now.
Because of New Jeans.
Yeah, New Jeans is out. I don't know what's going on with Illit? Whatever they are. I don't know what's going on with them. They seem to, I haven't heard a single thing. It's like they've dropped off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. So La Seraphim.
But they are the hype darling. And yes. Hype is putting all of their money behind them.
And listen, when you've got a company pouring a bunch of money into you, that is going to help you become more popular. We've been saying it and saying it and saying it.
I have some that are very specific to ATEEZ.
Okay.
ATEEZ official correctly uses the official sound when they post their TikTok.
Oh, wow. That's a big ask, I think.
I know.
Something they have done yet.
No, they haven't done it yet. They haven't nailed that. There's a lot of like little things like that that we could put in here. Like mm-hmm. the search function works on YouTube for the 80s music Ooh, video.
Wouldn't that be so nice?
That are, I think, only 80s problems.
It's like, weird. It's weird how that happens.
I don't know. No, this is for you and I. Mm-hmm. ATEEZ official posts a lovely thank you message to USA teenies when we get them Billboard number one at a time when we are awake to see it with, you know, some English in the background.
That's dreaming too high. You're asking for too much. I mean, it's funny that you didn't even, like, specifically say we are going to get them number one on Billboard 200. Although, that we don't really have, like,
a category
for that. So, you
know. This is how I squeezed that in.
You did. You squeezed it right in. It works.
Do we go to our final one, styling, or did you have any more for the socials?
No, that's it for socials.
I think we might make some sort of voting treaty with one of these groups for one of these voting things. Because we always try to.
We do always try.
On my bingo board, I put we would make a treaty to excellent results because I'm manifesting good things.
I mean, if we can really get on board with the carrots, I feel like they're mm-hmm. our kindest allies.
Yes.
And most influential allies. Mm-hmm. We've burnt bridges with nearly everybody else, but but we do still seem to be in good standing with carrots by and large.
All right, so styling. We talked about this because the styling has traditionally, as we discussed, been different from concept books mm-hmm. and music video looks. I intend to also have a category here that is like we will see the music video styling in one of the album mm-hmm. books mm-hmm. As a big picture. But here is a thing that I think we will get. I think Wooyoung, possibly Songhwa, in the music video or in the concept pictures has hair extensions.
Okay.
And their hair is being grown out now to mm-hmm. match what those concept pictures look like.
I have two like really simple things. Mm-hmm. One, glitter. I think mm-hmm. there's gonna be glitter. I don't know where. I don't know what mm-hmm. context is, but there's gonna be glitter.
That would be fun.
Two is tattoos. And these things can mesh. They can cohabit. They can be together in uh-huh. one. I also am manifesting a Jung-ho thigh situation.
I love a thigh situation.
Yes. So I think he's gonna have something, some buckles. Maybe he's
and Jung-ho has great thighs. He's got very I don't know if the people thighs. Know this. The
people don't know this because they are not paying attention. But there is that one stage from I think it was Gorilla or maybe it was mm-hmm. Bouncy where he is wearing like the he's got the pants and he's got like the straps with
leather.
Buckles
yeah.
on the thighs and he just looks really good. So
I said I don't think we'll have a lot of comeback stages. I think we'll get more award show stages, but for stages I think we should have at least one cowboy hat stage. They all got into cowboy hats. We've had many cowboy hats. Let's have a cowboy hat stage. I think it's time.
Okay.
I think the world's ready.
You don't feel like the time has actually passed?
No. Okay. Because we still haven't gotten Jung-ho in a cowboy hat. Mm-hmm. Next one, a pink stage. We normally get a pink stage. Mm-hmm. I'd like another pink stage. I love a pink stage. I love a pink fit. And then I also have have a denim stage. I think denim is very fashionable in Korea right now. I think for whatever reason, the Korean taste really aligned with my personal taste. We've gotten a lot of denim content in like a new and more just like the boys are wearing jeans way. Like it's more than that. Like we've gotten a lot of denim shirts, a lot of denim on denim, different varieties of denim, nice denim jackets. I would like a full denim stage, all boys decked out in their Canadian tuxedos. I do not think we will have any ab reveals this comeback. I think it'll be very demure. Mm-hmm. That's partially related to my theory that we're still cosplaying as adults, like what we think adults should be. So I don't think there will be any like ab things.
So not sexy styling or what they think not we think is sexy styling.
Correct.
So I think this one kind of goes along with the socials, but I do think that San in particular, people are going to complain that his styling, not necessarily the others, but people are going to complain that San's styling is boring. Probably because he's not revealing his abs. Even though that is a thing that he does on the regular in shows, but poor boy is just not allowed to wear a shirt. I think he's going to be wearing shirts and people are going to be upset about it.
I am interested, because we've got all these fashion houses with them now, I'm interested if the boys will be styled by those houses. Mm-hmm. Like, we will see San in Dolce & Gabbana, and we'll see Hong Joong in Balmain. Like, we do often, but if that's going to be, like, noticeable this comeback.
Sometimes I wonder, I was thinking about this the other day, but sometimes I wonder if the stylist kind of allowing all of them to just sort of do whatever they want. It's kind of working against them because it does, sometimes the styling does feel like these are eight boys coming from eight different universes and there's not a lot of cohesion. I prefer a bit more cohesion. Like, I like variety, but I like there to be a common theme. So I do wonder if, because that is one of my beefs with the bouncy stages is that when they are in the character outfits, it makes no sense. Like, if you haven't seen the music video and you're just watching this performance, it's like, why are two of them cowboys? Why are there mechanics? Why is San greasy? What's going on? So when you, like, you get it if you've seen the music video, and obviously the performances are just for A&Es, but like, if you're looking at it from the outside, if I'm looking at this, I'm like, what is happening on this stage right now?
Which could be why none of those looks made it into the album book.
Yeah, but they're not doing like group, they don't have to do group photos. Mingi, cowboy Mingi, KQ owes us an apology because we, and I didn't realize I was upset about this until this moment. KQ owes us an apology because we don't have any cowboy Mingi. We have one single cowboy Mingi photo that they gave us in like the promo images leading up to the music video and nothing else. Can you imagine? Because Mingi is so good at pictures.
And honestly, I think it's a misstep. It's whatever. It's a misstep.
I have something deeply controversial.
Okay.
Something, and I am not manifesting this, but I think it is going to happen, and I think there is going to be a full A&E meltdown when this happens. I don't think it's going to happen before. I think it's going to happen afterwards.
Okay.
I don't even think it's going to happen. I think there's a possibility.
Okay.
I think Sanghwa or Woo Young might cut their hair.
I think it will happen.
I think it is going to happen. And we know it's going to happen eventually because military, right?
Right.
But I do think, because both of them have had long hair for a long while.
I think it will be Sanghwa who cuts his hair. I think Woo Young, ever since we got out of Treasure, he has favored a longer style. I don't think he'll go back to a shorter style. I think really the only time we see him I think the shortest we see him is Pirate King, right? And even that's not super short.
Wonderland, because he's blonde and he's got like an undercut.
Yes. Okay. But I think Wonderland and Pirate King are his two shortest hairs. Mm-hmm. And even those aren't that short. I don't think he favors a short hair. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I do think he looks very good with the like medium length hair. Mm-hmm. So I think he'll cut his hair. I don't think it'll go super short. I don't think he'll, until he goes military, I think he'll have at least medium length hair. I think Sanghwa, on the other hand, like, I know that people love his long hair, but that boy looks super good in an undercut. Mm-hmm. And I think he likes the undercut too. Mm-hmm. So I think he will go back to shorter before Woo Young does. That's my prediction.
That's it. That's all I have to say for styling.
Yeah, it's a pretty slim section for me, too.
I mean, like, I could go into, you know, I hope that Jungkook goes blonde. That's been a thing on the socials lately. People are talking about, you know, one to all Jong-o and how mm-hmm. good he looked, and he did look very, very good. And
Jong-o always looks good, though. I just need people to get that.
There has not been circle a around single it. Hairstyle on Jong-o no. that I have thought doesn't look fantastic. He always looks correct. So good. And he does keep great. It very conservative. He has a very, like, he's got a small realm of hair that he is comfortable with. I would be interested in seeing him try something, you know, do something wild and crazy. I think he would also look good in that too. But I also tend to not like the really bright colors. Like, I famously did not love Yosung's Scene Kid green hair.
I loved it.
I didn't.
For me.
I think, I still thought he looked good. I thought it worked within the concept, but I was very happy when he went back to dark, because I think he looks so good in dark hair.
Outside of the blonde and when Dongo dyed his hair purple, I think as far as, like, cut, I think the wildest cut we've gotten from Jung-ho is what we got during Movement mm-hmm. Gorilla, the short hair. And I loved it. I mm-hmm. thought it was so good. I want to be so clear that I think he looks phenomenal. I don't think he liked it. Mm-hmm. I think he was pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then I think he was glad when it grew out. However, he was wrong. He's not wrong often. But here he was wrong, because I thought the short hair on him was really fantastic.
I was looking at pictures from 2021, Deja Vu era. Mm-hmm. He looked so good. Honestly, in all of the Deja Vus. It was just a great era for him.
I think his hair always looks great. I'm so, like, mm-hmm. I love it when it's like the soft waves. My favorite Hongjoong hairstyle, actually, I was thinking about this yesterday, is the hairstyle that he had in the Crazy Form teaser, where it's where he's wearing like the all black mm-hmm. and he's in the Prestige, and mm-hmm. it's like wavy, like just slightly wavy. I think that is such a good look on Hongjoong. I mm-hmm. love that hair for him. Actually, all of them look pretty good with a nice little wave.
Yeah, anything that has a lot of texture in it, I think, is so pretty. My favorite Yosung hair has always been his one to all, when he was like a warm, like a honey blonde, mm-hmm. and he had like a lot of curls and a lot of texture, and it was longer and like wavier. Mm-hmm. I think he looked so pretty. Also bouncy, equally good with the dark and the long. I do like the long hair on Yosung. I think it looks really good.
As long as he doesn't have bangs.
Yeah, can't let that happen, because that's mistreatment. We got to email KQ about that.
I feel like I should be clear that I like Yosung with bangs. Mm-hmm. That's not me talking when I make mm-hmm. that joke. That's me making fun of other people.
If people haven't been paying attention, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell them.
Honestly, there aren't... Well, this is true across the board. I really don't care what ATEEZ does with their hair. There are certain hairstyles that I like. Like, that I think look really nice. They're mm-hmm. my style. I think they suit them. But, you know, my opinion is that ATEEZ should have hair that they enjoy, because it is their hair. So mm-hmm. I'm really like, you know, whatever they want to do with their hair is pretty fine by me. I very famously don't like mullets. I think that both Sanghwa and Woo-young are having a very mullet-esque era right now. I think their longer hair really resembles a mullet, and that's fine. A lot of people love it.
See, I don't, because I feel like it's not, because it's also long in the front. Sanghwa especially, because it is longer in the front. It's not mm-hmm. as long in the front as it is in the back, but a mullet mm-hmm. To me is where it's short in the front. Because, you know, business in the front, party in the back. Mm-hmm. Sanghwa is not business in the front. Sanghwa's party all over.
It's more shag than mm-hmm. mullet. They both have a very kind of shag cut right now, which I also is not really my style. I don't love a shag look, but tons of people do. It's very popular, so it's not mm-hmm. really any, it's whatever. They look great whatever they do. I didn't like Hongjoong's mullet, but that's mm-hmm. not my, you know, I still liked Hongjoong. He still looked great. But like, a mullet's not my favorite hairstyle. Shag It's not my favorite hairstyle, but it doesn't affect any of my feelings about ATEEZ, what their hair is styled as. It's just not, it's a non-issue for me.
It's weird that you don't take it personally.
I can promise our listeners and you this, I will never write a letter to KQ about ATEEZ's hair unless an ATEEZ member said, I didn't want to do this and KQ made me. Mm-hmm. That's when I'll get involved. That's when we with can an ATEEZ hair decision. Mm-hmm. I think in general, the boys are really open to trying things. I mm-hmm. think very famously San hated that red hair, but I don't think KQ made him do it. I think he was open to trying it, and then mm-hmm. once it was there, he did not like it.
Yeah.
Which I think it's the same with Jung-ho's gorilla hair. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they were like, let's try something different. What if we went shorter? Okay. And I was like, I don't like this. Let's not do it again. And he hasn't done it again.
No.
I don't have anything else for style. Well, what I have on here is that I think there's going to be very few comeback stages. So the outfit guessing is it's whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't think there's going to be that many comeback stages.
Like, when I'm thinking back over, like, memorable comeback stages with, like, outfits in particular, the one that stands out the most to me is Fever Part 3 with Deja Vu and Eternal Sunshine, because Eternal Sunshine, especially, they just had so much fun with it. Like, mm-hmm. they just went crazy and just did whatever. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think they're ever going to do that again, personally.
I don't think so either, which is sad. Maybe we're living into that. That's what the end of mm-hmm. Golden Hour is going
to
be.
I mean, but then they would have to go back and be doing, you know, two different rounds of promotions with two different tracks and doing a bunch of music stages.
But I think we might get a brighter, like, I think we might brighten up. Like, I think the styling might brighten.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want angst and emotion and nightmarish terror. That's what I want. Why are you fighting me on this?
Well, I don't think this is our bright stage yet.
See, but we just had work, and work was like bright and happy and cheerful and silly. And to me, I'm like, why would we do another bright, happy, cheerful, silly back to back?
Well, we're thinking about two different things. We're talking about two different things. I'm talking about the styling for the albums is what I'm talking about. You're talking about the styling for the music videos.
But you are saying you want the styling for the album to mirror what the styling in the music video is. And so if we're manifesting, we all need to be manifesting on the same page.
But well, maybe, I'm okay, saying I have a theory that I think is true, and I'm having a manifestation. Those are different.
here's what I'm gonna say. I think let's put everything together. Let's tie all the loose ends together. Let's mm-hmm. do a pre-release music video. Mm-hmm. Yes. Pre-release music video is bright and cheerful and happy and chill. Maybe mm-hmm. this is our chill jam. This is our, you know,
our
we'll get this on.
Pre-18 day gift.
Yes. It'll be like a cheerful, it'll be happy, it will, but dark underbelly.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads
Something's
us.
Brewing.
Yes. Which leads us into the music video, which is full angst and yearning with a little bit of nightmarish terror.
Here's the thing. Even if my theory about Golden Hour getting more fully realized into a brighter concept at the end is true, they haven't gone through their struggle yet.
Mm-mm.
In Golden Hour Part 1, they're not unhappy.
Mm-mm.
They just are not fully realized. But now they're going to be like looking at themselves and being like, I am not fully who I wanted to be. This is where this is the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
They're comfortable. They're in their zone. They're the ones in their zone. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable, and they're going to look around and they're going to have their crisis. So they have to have the crisis first. Golden Hour Part 2 has to be our crisis moment. This isn't what was supposed to happen.
See, now I'm having an alternate thought.
Okay.
Maybe the angst isn't here yet, because I don't think that this is going to be full, like an outpouring of the yearning. I think maybe that needs to come next. Maybe that needs to be the climax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This might be more of like a Stepford. Mm-hmm. Like, everything looks good on the surface, but below, something is not right. Which that could still go with sunshine. My doppelgangers idea, where like that, my thinking is like they're looking, you know, what's the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, I think is the poem where the guy, he like disappears and then comes back and his wife has like gotten married and moved on with his, and he's like looking through the window and seeing like what his life should have been, but he's trapped on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, those are the vibes that I'm thinking. Which that could also go with yearning, because we're yearning for what we should have had.
I think the lore has to hit crisis in this one, because I think we've laid the groundwork for Golden Hour. I think we have to have a crisis. You have to have something bad to make change. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't change when things are fine. They only change when there's a problem.
Right.
So I think this is our crisis episode. Part 2 has to be our crisis.
Mm-hmm. Our inciting
storytelling
incident.
Storytelling
101. Yeah. The thing that gets the narrative moving forward into that, we've got to have the bad thing that happens that makes them realize something's not right. My thing is that I don't know if that's going to happen in the music video, or if that's what part two is leading up to, is the bad thing. Like, this is the realization that actually the bad thing has already happened and we just didn't realize it. I don't know.
The thing is, will the crisis at all be represented in the music video? I'm positive it'll be represented in that lore.
It'll be in the diary.
It'll be in the diary. And I think the styling for the concept books will reflect this. That's why I think it's going to be very dark. I think we're going to have OT8 black hair with Yoonho being the one spot of color. Mm-hmm. It'll be a very dark blue. I don't think there will be a lot of like sex appeal. I think it'll be very demure. Mm-hmm. So I like that is what I think we will get for the concept photos mm-hmm. based on what I think they're trying to do with the lore. Will that be represented in the music video or the title track at all? No.
I mean, I should have put on my list of manifestations that I want the lore and the music video to join hands, to come back together, and to stop mm-hmm. being so divorced. Mm-hmm. Because I do feel like they were more divorced than they've ever been in Golden Hour Part 1. And I did not appreciate that. I want them
it's
to...
It's not divorced thematically.
Thematically, yeah, but tone-wise. Like, I want the yes. tone to match. Because mm-hmm. at least in the world, the tone matched up with mm-hmm. what was happening with all the insanity that was happening in the diary books. The tone of the music video, the visuals of the music video were reflecting that as well.
It is more of a... And it's hard because I think Work is one of their best music videos. Like, it is so fun. It's ludicrous. Mm-hmm. It's all out. And I think that makes it super successful mm-hmm. as a music video. Mm-hmm. If I had to choose a music video for someone not familiar with ATs to watch, like, I would choose it very carefully. It would probably be Work or Bouncy, because that's a very good music video as mm-hmm. well. And The Real, I think, is also very good. Mm. And those are kind of the ones that I would, like, dance around if I was trying to pick one. So I think the music video itself is very successful, so it's hard to say that I think they should have gone in a different tone.
No, I don't think they should have. I just...
It's a shame that they don't match up, because mm-hmm. I love what they did with the storytelling. I think it is such good storytelling. Mm-hmm. I think the lore book works. They didn't know how to make those things match, and I'm not sure that I know how to make them match either.
Mm-hmm. I will say,
if they had had a stinger, though, they could have, like,
if they had a stinger, where, like, at the end of all of this insanity, mm-hmm. even if the stinger was for the Empty Box music video, which is yeah. the thing that I think brings us back down to,
yeah,
because, like, you can say, you know, Work is on the surface, we're all doing what we love, we're having a good time, mm-hmm. it's crazy, it's
I'm happy
whatever.
Enough,
I'm happy, but then there's this other side of the story, which mm-hmm. is in on the inside, I am mm-hmm. not fulfilled. I am remembering mm-hmm. what I used to have. I'm remembering these
what
memories.
I dreamed of.
Yeah. And I feel like I have to pack those all up in this empty box. Mm-hmm. I need to pack it all up and put it away.
Empty box is kind of our coming crisis.
It
right?
is. We built. Mm-hmm. It's giving us our hint that actually, no. Yeah, we just mm-hmm. saw all of this zany action in Work, but that's not the reality.
You know, also tonally, it would have been a real if we had gone from crazy form, we want a revolution, mm-hmm. to empty box. Like, mm-hmm. that is not a step that can be made. Mm-hmm. So perhaps we needed this work mm-hmm. to get us, like, this is what life is. It's fun. We had this adventure, and now we have to join society, be adults, be mm-hmm. real people, and then you've got empty box that is our step to, like, but maybe there actually is more. Mm-hmm. Maybe this isn't what adulthood has to look like.
I think that the work is not the misstep. I think that the mm-hmm. promo for Work was the misstep. I think that right. not setting us up for Work, the music video, uh-huh. was the problem, because none of us knew what to expect. We had nothing. We had nothing. Like, we had no visuals to prepare us that, oh, this is gonna be crazy.
And this is where I think we have, like, when they gave us the bouncy stuff, you know, 4 weeks ahead, mm-hmm. we got those music teaser, like, snippets, and we had those, like, very short videos, the unit videos, mm-hmm. that set us up to know what that comeback would
yeah.
be.
Like, we knew.
We knew.
We saw visuals that were gonna be reflected in the music video. The thing that I found disappointing about that, though, was that I never felt like those stories got completed. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to see more. I wanted to see right. how all these things were connected, and then they weren't addressed, like, in the diary books, because the diary books were doing something completely different. Like, mm-hmm. the tone was the same. Like, adventures mm-hmm. and things are happening. Mm-hmm. But we never got to fill in the gaps with, okay, what is happening? Why are Woo-young and San in a van? Mm-hmm. Why is Yo-sung delivering chili peppers to mm-hmm. everybody? How does mm-hmm. all of this connect? You know, mm-hmm. are, you know, and Jung-o being mechanics, but also police? Like, oh, sorry, are you policemen undercover as mechanics? Or are you mechanics pretending to be policemen? What is happening? So it felt like there was a very fun story in there.
And then just teasing that buddy cop drama that we didn't get.
One of my greatest regrets. Someday
I'll get it. I was talking to Cassandra about this yesterday, and I think we've talked about it, like, you and I. Mm-hmm. But Jang-ho was very underutilized mm-hmm. in Bouncy, and...
he is often underutilized, if you ask me. Sometimes, like, I feel like in Crazy Form, they gave him mm-hmm. his moment, which I know he couldn't be in the bulk of it because he couldn't dance mm-hmm. at the time. But they did at least give him a really important, impactful moment, and he doesn't mm-hmm. always get those.
Well, the thing that I often see is that Jang-ho gets a big, impactful line, or he gets a lot of lines, or he gets a really impressive vocal part. Mm-hmm. And so other people get a chance to do the other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes sense. I think the thing for me with Bouncy is that he got neither. Mm. Like, he was very, like, he has lines in Bouncy, obviously. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have that big, like, Jang-ho belting power right. moment in Bouncy. And then we also don't really have center time for him mm-hmm. in the stages. We don't really have a big story moment for him. We just don't have that moment. And I do understand it when he has those powerhouse vocals, right? They're given, like, that is what they're, that's the trade-off. He doesn't mm-hmm. get a center moment, but he's got this big, amazing part that everyone's going to be, like, floored by. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I felt like in Bouncy, we didn't get either of it. And then I was kind of thinking about it, because I think he got injured shortly yeah. after Bouncy. So they might have been pulling him back a little bit mm-hmm. because he was in a lot of pain and they were still trying to give him time to recover and heal. So that could be why we don't have that big Jang-ho.
I mean, well, it's kind of the same thing with Woo-young, because Woo-young doesn't, yeah. famously, doesn't have mm-hmm. a lot of lines or center time in work. Right. I think he has more than people think he has, like, more lines yeah. in work than people think he has, but he mm-hmm. doesn't get a lot of center time. But then we go mm-hmm. then we find out, oh well, he had this new, like, skin condition that was mm-hmm. exacerbated by the heat of in LA, and so it makes mm-hmm. sense why he wouldn't mm-hmm. have had as much screen time, because they were probably trying to keep him out of the sun, because a lot of that music video is outdoors.
Yes.
And I think that what people don't understand is that when you're filming a music video, you can't just, like, make up a new scene and be like, okay, well, let's just film Woo-young doing whatever so we can put that into the music video, because the
right.
it's the product, it's like the whole thing that is important,
right.
not just, like, when the editors are putting it together, they're not thinking, okay, I need to make sure I have at least, you know, 20 seconds of center time for every single member right. so that it's even right. across the board. Like, that's not what they're mm-hmm. thinking. I just think it's important that when we're looking at when we're thinking about lines, when we're thinking about center time, when we're thinking mm-hmm. about stages and whatever, you have to look at the whole. You can't just mm-hmm. look at the parts.
Right.
You know, because, like you said, Jang-ho gets vocal moments that are mm-hmm. impressive and memorable, but doesn't get screen time, typically.
Right.
Yo-sung gets a lot of screen time, typically.
He also gets a lot of story moments.
He gets story moments. He's, like, one of the most important characters in the lore. Like, mm-hmm. seriously, he is, like, I feel like he is one of the main characters of
yeah.
the whole fever arc.
Even in Bouncy, he's the one, like, he's not seen mm-hmm. riding the motorcycle, but, like, we know that that's him. Like, he's, I mean, we see him at the end, mm-hmm. but when he's, like, delivering those peppers, like, to me, that's a big part. Like, Yo-sung had a big part in mm-hmm. those teasers. He was, like, pivotal. Whereas we see Jang-ho not really do anything. He's, right. like, sitting on a couch and then, like, stands up.
sitting with a parrot and just sort of jamming while the parrot is singing.
Right. So it's like, okay. Yeah. I mean, it was cute, but...
Yeah. So I just think, and I think it's the same thing with Jang-ho. I did have on one of my lists, I've got, like, a whole manifestation list that I have that I didn't get into, but one of my things is I would really like some Jang-ho center time with the choreography specifically.
Yeah.
Which may mean that we trade off the Jang-ho high note at the end.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's fine. He has a lot of high notes. I've heard a lot of his high notes. I'm sure I will continue to hear them, but I would love to get some center time with him, because we don't get that very often. Right. And maybe the trade-off is that some of those, like, the big important musical moments go to somebody like San, who doesn't typically mm-hmm. get the big important musical moments, and who I think right. could carry it.
Yeah.
Maybe not with the same level of power as Jang-ho does, mm-hmm. but definitely with the same level of, like, emotion.
Unfortunately, if we're getting, like, a kind of, like, a rock-esque sound, sound. Well, I do think Jungho's voice is well suited to a rock-esque genre, and I think it should be utilized in that genre.
I mean, there are a lot of things that I want, and not all of them kind of work together. Another thing on my list that has nothing to do with anything and that doesn't work with anything that I've said is the full pirate. I want to go full pirate. Bring it back.
One day.
I mean, maybe we're saving this for the end, for right before enlistment. Maybe they will finally get on that boat that they found in the music video that no longer exists for whatever that song
Don't
was.
Don't Stop.
Yeah, for Don't Stop. Maybe that's when we'll go full pirate. Maybe we're not ready for that yet.
Well, we do have to build up. I don't think you can go from working adult to pirate. Like, we have to have our crisis. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we can get to pirate in 2 comebacks.
We'll see.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and will be back with us next Wednesday and every Wednesday when we drop new episodes. If you enjoyed, please follow or subscribe to the podcast. You can connect with us at oldontini@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter and Instagram @holochatpodcast, or read more from our blog at ontini.com. We'll see you soon. Be the light.